Hallelujah. Cain is not mentioned as a son of Adam. I give you some scripture. Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. And I'll tell you why. Luke chapter 3. Hallelujah. The whole of chapter 3, the whole of from verse 23 up to verse 38 is the genealogy of Christ himself. If you look at it from verse 23, from Joseph down, which was the son of this, go to verse 37. Hallelujah. You hear them mentioning which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, and Jared, which was the son of Malalil, which was the son of Kenan, and Kenan, which was the son of Enos, and Enos, which was the son of Seth, and Seth, which was the son of Adam, and Adam, which was the son of Adam, was the son of God. That was why those Pharisees were saying, we are sons of God, we are children of God. Because there are two lines there. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles. Old Testament. 1 Chronicles. Some people, they go 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles. Chapter 1. Hallelujah. It's also the genealogy. Now watch it. Hallelujah. Before you go to, put your finger there so that we can understand it very well. Go to Jude verse 14. Put your finger in 1 Chronicles. Go to Jude, the book before Revelation. Jude, an apostle, verse 14. There's a statement there that gives us also a key. He said, verse 14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. Enoch, the seventh from Adam. That's what he says there. Now go to 1 Chronicles. Let's count it. 1 Chronicles, now chapter 1. See the names up to Enoch. The first one is who? Adam. The next one is what? Seth. The next one is what? Enoch. The next one is what? Kenan. The next one is Mahali. The next one is Jared. And the seventh one is Enoch. No Cain there. If you go to Genesis chapter 5 also, verse 1 to 4, the genealogy there is the same thing. You will not see Cain. Now, when you talk about genealogy, why Cain is not there? When you talk about genealogy, you are talking about the family tree. Okay? They're not looking at it this way. You know, the first strength, the next strength of the family. Remember, they normally count the male lineage. Now, they are looking at Adam, the next son he had, that also had an offspring that lived after him. To the next son that person had, that also gave forth offspring that continued the line. Now, Abel is not mentioned because Abel was killed before he could have a child for the line to continue. Now, if Cain were his own Adam's son, Cain would have been there. Because Cain gave birth to children. But he was alive, but his name is not there. And it is not because he committed murder. Because there are still murderers still today. Even in Israel, even in that lineage, there were people that killed. But they were there. Because they were part of the tree. It would have been Abel, it was cut. He never had any child before he was killed. Cain was alive. Why? Because Cain did not come by the lineage of Adam. Adam, he didn't come from Adam. Adam didn't give birth to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go a little deeper now. Watch it. Remember that the Old Testament is supposed to be a shadow of the new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You hear us singing, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away. I'm born again, more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm born again. New creation, we are. The first creation died. And God began a new creation with a new Adam.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Look at these characters in the garden. Adam. That's one. In the Garden of Eden. Eve. Serpent. And Satan. Amen. Four characters in the Garden of Eden. And we are also in another spiritual Garden of Eden now. And something each of these characters typed in this grace dispensation, in this redemption age, in this great day of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have also Jesus. We have the church as his wife. Then we have the false prophets. And we have the Antichrist spirit. These same four spirits, these four characters, I mean to say, they are also in this new Garden of Eden, where God is preparing a new garden again. The Bible referred to Jesus Christ as the last Adam. Remember that Adam was put to sleep so that his wife was brought out from his side. The same thing also in the Lord Jesus Christ as he hung on that tree. He too was condemned to death on the tree. And when that Roman soldier took that spear and pierced his side, it was a spiritual thing going on, telling us the fulfillment of what happened in the Garden of Eden. Another new creation was about to take place. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The church was born from the side of Jesus Christ. When a woman is put into bed, the first thing that comes out, when a new life is about to come out, what's the first thing that comes out? Water. After water, what comes out? Blood. After the blood, what comes out? The life. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, the Bible says, when that Roman soldier pierced his side, he didn't know what he was fulfilling. The Bible says, what first came out? Water came out of his side. After water came out of his side, what followed? The blood. And after the blood came out, what followed? Moses, Aaron followed. I don't know who else followed. That's how I got born again. Through that blood that came out. Praise the Lord. Not too many people came out. But I'm sure I came out. Me, I came out that day. Praise the Lord. Note something here. After the church was given birth to, I want you to notice, hallelujah. Before I came to the church, I get to the church. Let me quickly explain this. Because I keep saying, why you must be born again. The mystery of iniquity. In the Garden of Eden, listen carefully, church. In the Garden of Eden, Satan inspired the serpent to go and seduce that woman and have sex with her. And as far as that animal was concerned, he was going to have that sex for pleasure. Because the emphasis there is that it was good for food. So it was sweet. It was very pleasurable. That is all the serpent was made to understand. But he didn't know that he was working an agenda for Satan. That's what I want you to understand. And that's where the mystery is. And that is why you must be born again. Listen carefully, church. I repeat, the serpent was only going to enjoy himself. And so it is till today. Till today, it's the same thing. When a man sees a woman and is not his wife and is lusting after her, what is he going for? He's going for sex for pleasure. The sin that took place in the Garden of Eden was sex for pleasure between the serpent and the woman Eve. He was going for pleasure. And God warned them not to do that. Every animal is programmed by the mother nature, as unbelievers we call it. But we Christians, we know it is God that programmed it. God programmed every animal. The female animal will only go near the male animal when it is time for conception. No female dog will allow any male dog climb her unless it is time for conception. And when it is time for conception, even the male, we know there is something that is excreted from the female dog. Wherever, and when it is time, as he is screening that thing out, the smell, or the odor, I think we should call it odor. It is smell to you, but odor to the female dog, to the male dog. Once he smells that thing, he will jump out. All the dogs will be fighting for that one female dog. And once they have finished putting the seed inside, she locks up. You dare not touch her again until she delivers. But it is only human beings that know anything about sex for pleasure. Until they call it unwanted pregnancy. That tells you now that they didn't go to have sex for a baby. So why should the baby come? It's unwanted. That's why they're committing abortion, adding iniquity upon iniquity. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That action where you see women who debased to the level that they are today. Women who debased to the level that they are in today. Until they know also the men. How they are, how their psyche has also been reduced to what they are today. We have prostitutes. They call them something commercial sex workers. Yes, now. They dress. And when the man sees that it is good for food, pleasant to the eyes, to be desired, begin to follow like dog. Baby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It was sex for pleasure. It was sex for pleasure. And listen, church. Listen. While serpent was thinking it is for pleasure, Eve saw it for pleasure. Satan, oh glory be to God, had his own agenda. God had commissioned these two children of his, the man and the woman, Adam and Eve, to repopulate, be fruitful and replenish the earth with, of course, godly seed, more of Adam's and Eve's, pure, clean children of God, that God can come down every evening in the cool of the day and have fellowship with them. A beautiful place where there will be no sickness, no disease, no poison anywhere, where you will live and live and live and live and live and live and live. No death, no funeral service. No hospital. When it's time when animal wants to born, another animal, they go help him. Then they rush and go hospital. Their husband, they do Navigy. Praise God. Some people are arguing that it's not sex act. Watch it. When it came to the woman, what did God cause? Cause her conception. Why God did not cause her mouth? Say, from now on, teeth not go grow for your mouth again. As you chop this thing so. And I teeth if you cause now, the teeth where you take bite the apple. From now on, you will not be able to bite any apple again. All your teeth out. No, because it is not the mouth like that. He caused her conception. He multiplied her conception. In sorrow, in pains, you will not bring forth. Why? Because that thing that God has said, keep it sacred, you have polluted it. And listen, God says, multiply and replenish. So the woman was a very important factor for that reproduction. And so, Satan too will be interested in that, because Satan is out to pervert anything that is godly. What will he do? That same womb that God will use to reproduce more children of Adam, Satan sat down. How will I be able to penetrate these people, these children of God? So what did he do? He made an animal to go and plant his seed in that same womb. He made, after Adam too came and placed his own seed in that womb. Therefore, two types of seed, an animal seed and a human seed. Two people now on earth. Now watch it, church. I've explained this before. Those of you hearing me for the first time, listen carefully. Praise the Lord. Now, what did he do? The Bible says, remember that after Abel died, Eve gave birth to Seth. And the Bible says, it is only after Seth was born that man began to call upon the name of the Lord. Because an animal cannot call upon the name of the Lord. Now watch it. Adam and serpent. The serpent planted that seed there as it came. Now listen. As time went on, let's open it. Genesis chapter 6 or chapter 5. Chapter 5. Hallelujah. Chapter 6. Listen carefully. Genesis chapter 6. Listen to another language there. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Let me break it down. Who are the daughters of men, and who are the sons of God? Another language. Praise the Lord. Cain. Listen, because remember, it was an agenda of Satan. Cain, his line, he was busy producing five fine girls. Remember, he has an agenda. Beautiful girls, inventing everything that will make them so fine, until the sons in the lineage of Seth, they are the sons of God, the men there, saw these ones and say, yay, beautiful, beautiful girls. And after all, we are related. We are the same mother. They went and took them for wives. What would be the effect? Is that now it is time for his program to be completed. Satan. Now, an animal is entering, co-joining with a human being to produce children. So they will produce children, that every child that we produce, we have also an animal nature in them. Why is he interested in, you know, mixing animal nature with human beings? Because as long as you remain a pure seed, a human being, there is nothing that he, Satan, can anoint to make you act evil. So he now crossed it, and all he needs to do is, every one of us with animal nature, all that Satan will want to do now is come and just anoint that nature, and you see a human being acting like an animal. That is the only agenda Satan had, to pollute the whole human race, to make all of us act like animals. A brother hating his brother, a brother killing his brother, a sister hating her sister, and then all manner of evil. All manner of evil. You hear what is happening in northern Nigeria. You heard what is happening in Afghanistan. You heard all the suicide bombers. You hear what is happening between the Jews and the Palestinians. You hear all the manner of things. War upon war. Who are those ones killing? Are they killing their enemies? They're killing their brothers. A human being killing a fellow human being. You are killing your brother. What is responsible? There is an animal nature in every human being that the devil will just anoint at his will and make us act like human beings. A normal woman will not go and naked herself like that and say she's a prostitute. A normal man will not turn and look at his wife and begin to beat her. Fellow man, we poison a fellow man. You are not the one doing it. You are not the one doing it. There is an animal nature inside of you that Satan comes and anoints it and makes you. And most of the time, after you have done it, you will regret it. Why now? Why do I do this? Why do I do this? I know of a man, after he has beaten his wife, blue black, then he comes and says, he'll be crying. Why do I do this? They say he's possessed. He's possessed. The same possessed, he possessed. All of us are possessed like that. Church, listen. There are some people that have more of that animal nature than the others. That's why they are more wicked than others. May every one of us have that nature inside of us. To one degree or the other, we all have that nature. Every one of us. And so God wiped away the whole earth during Noah's ark, the time, and saved 8 souls. But those 8 souls also, including Noah, because the Bible says Noah found grace. Nobody said he was free. Noah found grace inside of him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Inside of him was also the same thing. The same nature was inside of him. He got drunk shortly after. And saw all the nonsense that was going on with his family. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then you'll understand something. After God found out, hallelujah. Is anybody angry with me? Some people bone face, they look at me. If you bone face, now that animal nature. Now Satan, they make you vex for me. If you see your husband, if you see your wife abusing, just say, I know you are not the one. I know it's Satan anointing the animal nature in you. Don't call her animal, oh. She's a daughter of God. See, watch it. After they committed, the glory of God departed. Hallelujah. The glory of God departed. And what did they use to cover themselves? Fig leaf. Fig leaf there is a type of a covering. Hallelujah. Man-made covering. Because as soon as the glory of God departed, they were now left to the harsh weather of life. All of a sudden now, they began to see the effect of the departure of the glory of God from them. And before you know what, they in attempt to give themselves a covering, they went to use leaves. But church, how long will that leaf last? It will dry before evening. So they will need another one. And so God, to give them a temporary covering, what did he do? He killed an innocent animal and took the skin of that animal and came and covered his children with it. Merciful God. And their sins were covered. That is a better covering than the one they had. But yet, that is not a covering enough. It was speaking of something else. John chapter 1 verse 29. John the Baptist saw one man passing one day. He said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He demonstrated that with his children that he chose from the seed of Abraham. Grace found Abraham again. Hallelujah. In the wilderness, he gave them the sacrificial lamb. The sacrificial lamb. If you commit any sin, just bring a lamb before the high priest who will stand between you and the Holy of Holies, and you confess your sin, and the soul that sinned shall die. But God cannot kill his children. So he made a way to atone for their sins. He killed an innocent animal. Hallelujah. And then when that blood is sprinkled, the sin of the sinner is atoned. And Jesus Christ is that sacrificial lamb. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So many of us do not understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, it said, the woman had her own seed. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. The seed of the woman. The woman had her own seed. Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 tells us that Jesus Christ is the seed of that woman. Ha! The woman that was prophesied in Genesis chapter 3 by God himself. The seed of the woman. The seed of the woman was Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ was not fathered by any man. He came by virgin birth. He bypassed the process by which others were produced. God himself came and planted that seed in the womb. And that is why that seed, that curse that was following us, was not in him. Sin was not in him. The animal nature was not in him. And so Satan could not make him do anything. He tried to tempt him. He couldn't, because that animal nature is not there. And God is interested in removing the animal nature in all his children. That's exactly what he's doing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ that was shed remitted our sins, because he said without the shedding of blood there's no remission. So the blood of Jesus Christ washed all our sins. Praise the Lord. But while that blood is washing all our sins, there is a life in that blood. That life that is in that blood is eternal life. The life that is in the blood of Jesus Christ is called the Holy Ghost. When he shouted, "It is finished," the Bible says, and he gave up the ghost. He gave up the ghost. And the ghost went on. Which ghost did he give? Which ghost? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the meaning of a ghost? Ghost is the spirit of a dead man. The Holy Ghost is the ghost of a holy man. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Coming inside of a sinner, and ye shall receive power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. When the Holy Ghost come upon you. Which power? To do three things. The first thing is power of transformation. When that power comes upon you, every sin nature inside of you, he will flush it out of you. Then he gives you power to preach the gospel. Then he gives you power to cast out devils. Three things that power will do upon you. When you say you are born again, you are saying the power in the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed flow, and you are a partaker of it. The life that flows from there touches a sinner. When it strikes you, the first evidence that you will know that something has happened to you is that your nature will change to a new nature. New way of thinking. What God loves, you will love. What God hates, you will hate. You begin to live a life of righteousness. You will love to worship God. You will like to obey him. When you say somebody is my Lord and personal Savior, he's a Lord because he has a final say. You don't argue with him. A new relationship exists between you and God. That is the reason he went to the cross on Calvary. To deal with that nature that Satan polluted and is making us act like animals. Making us to be in enmity with our Father. And then you will understand why Apostle Paul was saying that the foundation of God, that is 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says, nevertheless, it said, the foundation of God standeth sure, verse 19, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And he said, let them that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Your nature was tampered with. That's why you must be born again. To be born again is to have your nature changed to a human being, to a child of God. To as many as receive him, John chapter 1 verse 13, to them gave what? Power. To be what? The sons of God. Which power? Is the power of the Holy Ghost that will make you to be a son of God. If you believe him, he will give you that power. And that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The most important prayer point for anybody that is hoping to be part of the restoration back to what the earth was in the Garden of Eden. Your number one prayer point is, Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. Get me born again. Lord, change my nature. That's why you must be born again. Any question? Any question? No question. Thank you. No question. Thank you. Any question? Anybody want to ask me anything?